That is 597-7979.
Hey, everybody. We're going right back to the airwaves. We've got a jumble, and we've got a brand new book out. It's called Prodigal. It's a different kind of love story. The author is with us now. Give us your name.
Good morning. My name is Rec Talk Ross.
That's a cool name. What's the origin of your name, Rec Talk?
So it's actually a made-up name, Tron. It's a pen name that I put together.
Really? Well, that's kind of neat. Now, by the way, you also wrote the debut novel, Prodigal, and this is the one I have in my hand. You graduated from college, a degree in journalism. And what kind of journalism? There are specific certain degrees in journalism. Where did you go to school?
Yeah, there are. So I actually went to the University of Florida, and I got a public relations degree in the School of Journalism and went on to go to law school, and I'm actually a practicing attorney today. But it's funny that you talk about the different journalism degrees because the main character in Prodigal, Lexi, she actually wants to be a journalist as well, but she wants to be a pop culture journalist.
Uh-oh, here we go. I know what those turn out to be. Some of them very rich. Now, let's go into this. The protagonist is who?
Her name is Lexi Quinn.
And she is going to get in some double trouble here. The book is named Prodigal for what reason?
So it's actually a biblical reference, and so the whole kind of point and purpose of Prodigal is I wanted to write a book that was really fun,
sure,
that would really resonate with kids and also with adults, you know, a great romance, a book that you could take to the beach and really sink your teeth into, but that also has some deeper meaning behind it. I just feel like, I try and read books all the time, and there's a real dearth. There's not a lot of books out there that are fun and exciting, but that also talk to the deeper meaning of life.
Well, exactly right, and that's very important. But a lot of books out there, they're just kind of, topical, but they don't get any, there's no breadth or depth, and I appreciate you saying so, and I appreciate your work in that regard.
Thank you.
Now, okay, but look, this is a book. This is a novel, and you, did you know how it was going to end? I always ask these people. I ask Brad Thor, I ask the late Vince Flynn, do you know how your book is going to end? Do you, Rec Talk?
I love that question. So I did not. The book kind of took a hold of me. I know that some authors, when they write, they plot everything out. They know, what's going to happen at the very end, down to what the person's going to wear. And it wasn't like that for me at all with Prodigal. I tried to plot some of it, but I really had no idea what, the final twist was going to be. And it's a doozy, I think.
Well, now, when you write something like this, do you think, okay, this is going to be a series. This has got to be a series. I could see this character occurring again.
Yeah, Lexi Quinn for sure is someone that I grew really close to when I was writing the book, and I definitely think there's a lot left in her story. She's still in high school when the book ends, but I have departed a little bit from Lexi's story in my second novel that I'm working on right now. I wanted to do something a little bit different, a little bit darker, but to still have the hallmarks of what I, consider a Rec Talk Ross novel. It's still a romance, and it's still easily and accessible, and it still talks about religion and God, but it's a much darker, it's a survival story, and the kids are a little bit older, they're in college.
Pretty cool. Like I said, this is pretty unique. How long did it take to write through the book, Prodigal?
It feels like forever. It actually took me forever. It actually took me
honest about
to
it.
From
cool.
start to finish.
this may be rude to some people, but when did you graduate college?
You're fine. Everyone always wants to know my age because there's not a lot of my bio. So I graduated college, let's see. I actually graduated early, so I graduated in 3 years.
Right.
I think it must have been 2001.
Oh, so you're just young out there. That's right. That's great. Well, so now this is your debut novel. There's more to come.
Yes, definitely. Hopefully the second book should be out. Publishing world's kind of weird. Maybe like a year, year and a half.
You have a website. It's rectalkross.com, spelled RECTOKROSS.com. But now we have to, I've got to know where you came up with this name, Rectalk. Tell me.
So it's actually a hybrid of two different last names kind of thrown together. It was really important for me to have a name that, you couldn't really figure out. Is this a woman? Is this a man? What religion, what ethnicity are they? Because I feel like readers have a lot of preconceived notions when they go in and they buy a book. And I just want them to have it. I wanted people to have a really open mind.
That's cool. That's really cool. And backwards, rec talk is cuck prayer. There we go. So I thought maybe it had something to do with it. Because Tron backwards is Nort.
Well, Nort could be your secret writing name.
The book is cool. I really love this. When is it out? It's out now, right?
Yes, it is. So you can get it anywhere. You can go to my website that you already mentioned, rectalkroth.com. It's on Amazon. You can go in the store to Barnes & Noble's Borders. Just ask for Prodigal by rectalkroth, and they should have it.
Question, what age group are reading this book real quickly?
So the book was originally written in mind for young adults, so, mm-hmm. 12 to 13 up to about 18, 19, 20. But it's really, it's a very clean book, so you could give it to your 11, 10-year-old. There's nothing in there that's going to, make you nervous as a parent. But I also have older people and, men. Everyone's reading it and really enjoying it. There's something in Lexi's story that I think resonates with everyone.
Love it. Rec Talk, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed it.
Right back at you. Come back, okay?
Thanks. Have a good one.
You're welcome.